Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Do you see that being the case, whether it's intentional or not intentional, just more often than not, child-centric homes?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I've even heard, as I was listening, you know, to your introduction there, that there's I've heard very similar things, and I think that it's so easy for that to happen. Sometimes that's intentional, as you know, the woman's good intentions in that advice, and sometimes it's not intentional. That just sort of happens on its own, and we begin to give our child, you know, more time and more attention and more affection than we're necessarily committing to our marriage. And not that a husband and wife mean to do that. It's just that the demands of parenting are that significant, and it takes, you know, rightfully so, a lot of time and energy to raise children in God's ways. And so sometimes that doesn't happen intentionally. Sometimes that's just what happens when you're trying to raise kids, and our marriage, again, begins to take a back seat, whether on purpose or not.
And this is where so many marriages do crumble, because, Ruth, you described it so well, and you really described the plight of every mom of young children. You're absolutely exhausted, so your emotions are at the surface. Your bandwidth is stretched thin, and then the husband feels like, you know, this isn't what I signed up for. I mean, it is, but it, you know what I mean? There's such this chasm between you two. When did you first start to notice, and I'd love for both of you to speak to this, but Ruth, we'll go with you first, just the bridge building where you both said, no matter what, we've got to stay together. What first steps did you take?
Well, I think it was, Patrick has been really good about noticing when maybe there's a lot of stress on me. And so I think a very, very, very important thing for couples to remember is that, you know, we talk so often about this, you know, the mom being, things are out of control, they're just trying to keep it together. I mean, that's probably why you got the advice you got, Susie, you know, so many years ago. Because she was like, I got to keep it together. How can I focus on my husband? You know? And so I think that there's this struggle going on. And I think if we can recognize up front that if the husband can be aware of some of those needs and help in that, even just asking, how can I help you today? That was the first step for us. I think Patrick was aware of that need, and he did such a good job of just asking, you know, and having grace with me. And I think that really opened up communication between us, so that it was more like we're in this together instead of me just being in it alone.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.